The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Views right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with the WWE 35 Years of WrestleMania book by our good buddy Brian Shields. And we got this from the wonderful people over at DK Publishing, so thank you very much for sending this to us. Because, well, this is well worth the read and the flip through and just to absorb all the knowledge, because this gorgeous book covers 35 years of WrestleMania. You have some gorgeous pictures in here, you have some gorgeous stories in here, and you have lots of Taker. There's so much Undertaker in this book. I'm so happy.
They build up his streak to 21-0, and then it skips to John Cena versus Bray Wyatt in here for some reason.
Yeah, 21-0. They just stopped right there.
They just stopped right there, and well,
never, nothing else happened. That's it. That's the end of it right there. Nothing else happened.
If you read the book, there may be more. There may be more.
Nah.
I don't know.
They're kidding. There's plenty more.
There's plenty more. But no, this
I can still be in denial however many years later,
she's
right?
She's going to be in denial for the rest of her life. This has some nice, awesome pictures throughout the book. You get some nice little write-ups about every single match and little backstories on all the matches and how they came together for every single WrestleMania. You can pick a random WrestleMania. You can find out about, let's say, hey, just flip to WrestleMania 26. You can learn about Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton, and Ted DiBiase. You get the attendance figures. You get the entire event card. It's pretty cool. You get looks at some of the tickets that were put out for the events, different things for, I don't know, everything. It's a really cool book. I mean, you can say this about a lot of DK books. They're always well put together. They're very colorful. They stand out. And the best of all, they're always, always easy reads.
They are, because, well, they have some wonderful writers over there at DK. You know, go Brian, go. But just to kind of give you the official little readout on this book, it chronicles every match and key moments across WrestleMania's history. And it's your up-to-date guide to WWE action, both in the ring and behind the scenes. That's pretty cool. And, you know, it allows WWE fans to relive, or in some cases, discover the most exciting matches, celebrity appearances, and controversies in the event's storied history. The key matches of every WrestleMania are explored in depth with spectacular full-color photographs and of unforgettable moments, vital stats, and quotes from WWE superstars. And, you know, get ready for the greatest spectacle in sports entertainment, and that's it. And as if that isn't enough, ladies and gentlemen.
There's more?
No, there's more.
Oh my God, there's more.
Because as if a book about WrestleMania isn't great enough, they happen to get a Ford from Mr. WrestleMania himself, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. He has a little nice little few things to say about the greatest event in sports entertainment in this book as well, which is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. So I have the book open. I'm on page 84, I should say. I'm on page 84, right? And it's interesting you mentioned Shawn Michaels, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a shot of him and Razor Ramon in the infamous ladder match from WrestleMania 10 in here. And I love the shot they took because, knowing the match, knowing how this match transpires, is where Shawn's climbing up the ladder, and this is moments before a full moon.
Oh! Okay, alright.
So it's like he's about to pull on Shawn and pull down his tights, and you see the full moon. You don't see the full moon here. You can go to WWE Network and probably see the full moon. It's just one of those memories that's like, oh, I remember that spot.
Wait. So for WrestleMania 12...
Okay.
They had O.J. Simpson's Bronco there?
Yeah. It was a whole to-do between Goldust and Roddy Piper.
Oh, is that the Hollywood match? The Hollywood Backlot match?
Mm-hmm. It started with the recreation of the chase.
Ah, okay, all right.
Yeah.
I got you now. I just happened to see the white Bronco, and I'm like, wait, mm-hmm. What? See, you learn things. You learn things reading this book. So everybody should check this out. Go pick it up. It's available at all your fine local booksellers everywhere. It's also available on Amazon.com as well. So please go support this book. Support our friends at DK and Brian Shields because, you know, he's an award-winning author and he deserves all the things because he's a super awesome guy. And also support the team behind Brian because they're super awesome people as well. We can't forget the writing staff too and the designers and everybody else that made this book possible. So thank you very much to everybody that was involved in this book because it's fabulous.
It is an awesome book. As she said, go check it out. Also, got to mention Dean Miller. He's the other author of this book. Go check him out on social. Go check Brian Shields out on social. Tell him you love the book. Tell him you bought the book. Show pictures of you holding up the book saying, hey, I bought it. Tag them in the photos and all that fun stuff.
Go ahead. Tell him we sent you.
Tell him we sent you as well.
But sorry in advance if anybody actually does that. That'd be awesome if like everybody that heard that did that and their Twitters blew up and they're like, wait, what? What? The Rack sent them? What?
What? Anyway, so yeah, go out, get the book right now in all fine bookstores everywhere. I think that does it for us.
I think it does. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rack Extra Reviews, the 35 years of WrestleMania edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back very soon with another review. Till then, bye.